This is the Mustang Moon Podcast. I'm journalism teacher Joanne Gage with my fifth hour journalism class, and we are hosting some of the Alumni Hall of Fame winners from Mount Vernon High School on October 8th for Homecoming Week. We have here Braden Rood, Sonia Redmond, Phoebe Ball, Shelby Kinsel, Crystal Eskelson, Gwen Drejas, and the students in fifth hour journalism. Want to start, Ashlyn?
Sure. I'm Ashlyn Carter-Shook, and I am in the class of 2024.
What's something that you like about Homecoming Week?
The dress-up days. I liked Pajama Day. I really liked Mall Attack and Terrorists. Decades Day. Favorite movie character, or not favorite, but movie character day.
Okay. Sierra, what is your name and grade?
I'm Sierra Snyder. I'm class of 2024, and my favorite part of homecoming is probably the dress-up days. Last year, we didn't really get much of a homecoming, so I can't really gauge if we would have actually been able to have like a fun dance or most of the activities we would have normally had. But the dress-up days, for sure, were my favorite part. It was nice to be able to have an excuse to dress up and kind of look cool, especially during Happy Tourist Day.
Yeah, my name is Kaylin Hunter, and I'm in the class of 2022. And I guess my favorite part of homecoming is like the football game tonight, like the homecoming game.
What do you like about it?
It's just a fun experience. Like it's pretty big game, so.
My name is Dallas Olberding. I am class of 2023. And my favorite parts about homecoming are the dress-up days. Yesterday was Decades Day, and so my class was 80s, so I had a lot of fun, like, getting, like, some of my uncle's old clothes that he wore during that time, and, like, stuff like that, and then wearing it to school. And I also liked seeing 70s, too. That was cool. And then I also like the pep rally for some reason. It's kind of fun just to, like, get in the crowd with a lot of people from like the elementary school and middle school and just like share that kind of energy for our school spirit.
It's been a while since we've had one of those,
yeah.
Right? Because we didn't get to last year, but this year, you remember from your freshman year,
mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
My name is Carl Barron, class of 23. My favorite part of homecoming week is probably the football game because you get to play a team that's bad.
That's an honest answer. Very good. Okay, Sonia, can I start with you and then maybe we work our way around this way for
sure.
Family?
I'm Sonia Essex Redmond, class of 1982. I guess my favorite part of homecoming was participating in the band. We always had a lot of fun, a lot of camaraderie, and so the practice ahead of time. You know, sitting during the football games, you know, doing different cheers, different songs at the timeouts, and performing at halftime. And so that was always a fun experience with friends. And what was nice in band is that you got to know freshmen through the seniors. You all commingled together, and it was a fun experience to have.
I'm Crystal Eskelson. Class of 93, unless you read the side of my car yesterday, which said 83. One of my favorite memories from homecoming in my high school career was my senior year. I finally got brave enough to play powder puff football and decided I didn't care. That's kind of how senior year goes, right? You stop worrying about what anyone thinks. And I just had a blast. We played in the rain, and I got to be the quarterback for a few downs, and just a very positive memory of playing powder puff football. So that's one of my favorite memories from homecoming.
My name is Shelby Kinsel, class of 09. I think my favorite part of homecoming was the parade, just because it was so cool to see the whole community come out and have everybody be there, and just all the preparation that went into it. Like we would do a volleyball float, and so, you know, planning that and kind of team bonding outside of playing volleyball. And yeah, just seeing, you know, school kids all the way up to, you know, grandmas and grandpas, like everybody in the community just coming out to support.
I'm Braden Pospichel Rood, class of 93, and I was a Mustang cheerleader through and through, and homecoming week was one of the biggest weeks for us in general, from signs to feeding the team and giving them snacks to the dress-up days and pep rallies and everything, and it was just always just such an exciting week, and the dance and the game. The games were always so exciting, and it was just the whole conglomeration of the week was just a big deal, and it was always just so much fun. So I've just had tons of memories from homecoming.
I'm Gwen Dreyas, and I graduated in 1970. Remember that year? Anyway, we always had a good pep rally. And I played in the band, like we marched. Mr. Stein made us really turn into a marching band back then. Pretty much, I was one of the loud mouths in the crowd that everybody knew I was there cheering for the Mustangs.
I have to confess, I don't remember much about homecoming. I do remember one year, I must have been a sophomore, my friend John, who was very gay. You know, and this is 90, you know, this was actually 89, so back then, in some ways, that was a bigger deal, and more, you know. So he wore a pink suit and took me to homecoming, and we just thought that was the most risque, awesome thing we've ever done. It was so much fun. But the thing I remember most is as we were sort of leaving, we ended up walking to a friend's house from homecoming, and there was a blackout. Like, all the lights in the whole city went, and it was just, you know, like, we were sort of, like, walking away from the high school, and just everything just went dark, and we were like, this is so weird. So that's my indelible memory of homecoming.
All right, we're going to move on to my next question for you, Ben. So we all went to school or are attending school here. What are some things that you value about Mount Vernon High School? Maybe I'll start with the alumni this time, because you've had time to reflect, and you've probably been reflecting this week about what you valued, because you're being honored here at your school. So would anybody like to start?
Back then, we really had good teachers. It was a year that Mr. Ringel started, and pretty much he hired a lot of new teachers that he thought would help the school system. And so we lucked out when we were in the 4 years of high school having new teachers and ones that were really dedicated to us. Pretty much one of the best memories is my friends that I had, because there's nothing better than friends. And I had some really good friends in Mount Vernon High School, and I still have them to this day. Today they were all out there in the crowd for me. So. Value everybody that you meet, everything that, you know, you might not think what a teacher's doing for you now, but when you look back, you'll realize that they are. And pretty much even the coaches, that they're always there for you. So, okay?
Yeah, I guess what I valued, if my Mount Vernon High School, I guess, was the ability to try different things. You know, you weren't pigeonholed to, okay, you've got to just do this. You know, I talk to people that go to larger schools. You know, I hear where, you know, their band is so large, you know, there's over 300 kids trying out. Well, if they want to participate in marching band, they have to try out for marching band. And it's the same with athletics or the theater. You know, you have to try out, and we can only take so many. We're here in the size of our school district. You know, pretty much you're able to participate in some way, shape, or form in activities, which is great. And what's been really exciting for me to watch is how things are changing here in the school, to where there are more options, you know, from the archery to the robotics to, you know, all the different things, the journalism classes, you know, the podcast, you know. To me, this is just exciting to see that, and to see that being able to be done at our local school.
Yeah, I mean, I think I kind of echo that, and also what Gwen said, just the teachers, and there was a different feeling about this school than other places. I mean, I remember, I can't remember his name, but we had a school counselor that, like, taught a class in meditation that I took, and we had a class in Greek.
Mr. Swenson.
Mr. Swenson, thank you. I was blanking on his name.
Donald Swenson.
He was a trip. But, you know, so there were just things that you had an opportunity to do here that were, like, not, they're not normal Iowa school things. Like, if I told somebody, you know, where I live now, oh, we got to do these things in Iowa. What? That was this thing you did in a school in Iowa? And it was, so it was always very forward-thinking in a lot of ways, and, you know, got exposure to a lot of different things. And the English teachers, Mrs. Michelle, Mrs. Ellison, just amazing.
Yeah, there's, I mean, there was a reason that I moved back home. Because, like I said earlier, I didn't really realize what I had until I left. And it was just very apparent that it was different here. And after 10 years or so of college, and I lived in New York and met my husband, we moved back. And this was on the docket to come home, to come to Mount Vernon. Because we wanted to raise our children here because of the experience I had. And he didn't realize what I had until he got engulfed into the town and sees that as well. And so it makes me very proud to not only have my children here, but also my parents have graduated from here. So it's very family oriented, and it was just something that was very important to me. And I hope it's realized from everybody.
Shelby, anything to add? Or?
Yeah, kind of to echo what Brian just said, I also kind of had the, I didn't realize what I had until I left. I moved around a little bit growing up. And went to a few different schools, and Mount Vernon was the one I went to the longest, and I was always like, oh, I need to go somewhere bigger. And so I live in Denver right now, and I'm actually moving back next month because I realized, like, you feel like you're invisible kind of in that huge setting. And I thought that's what I wanted, but, you know, as you get older and you reflect and you think back on it, it's like, this was a really special place to grow up, just the community and how much everybody cares about each other. I didn't realize what I had when I had it. I'm glad I realize it now. But yeah, it's just such a special place.
Crystal, you have anything to add?
I don't know if there's anything to add. I mean, they've all said the same sort of things, I think. You know, I mean, I also couldn't wait to leave. When I was graduating, it was time to move on. I was done with Mount Vernon, but after several years of being gone, suddenly it was like there was a draw to come back. It was actually, I did appreciate where I had grown up. And also what Sonia said about having choices. There's just, I mean, even now, my kids go to school, you know, here and graduated from here, and people are shocked to find out, like Phoebe said, there's business classes at your high school? You go to a high school of how many people? Like, there's just so many opportunities that you don't realize because it's always been there, because you've been here, but those opportunities are unique. Not every school gets those opportunities. Not every student has those chances to do all those things. So.
Dallas, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I'm like involved a ton in like fine arts, and so seeing how much our community values the fine arts compared to like other small towns in Iowa, it's just like really cool to see, like getting an entire new performing arts center is just like crazy. And then like marching band is huge here. We have Mr. Wilkins for choir. It's just like, it's a lot coming from a small town in Iowa, I think. And then also just, I feel like there's a lot of openness to different opinions here, and everybody has a place to share their opinion and have conversation. And there's not just like one point of view, there's multiple point of views, and I think that's very valuable to like learn in high school and talk about those kinds of things. So just really open about that kind of stuff.
Sierra?
Well, I think it's really nice that we have a sense of community here, because even without the senior, like most people know each other around the school, or at least know each other's faces and could strike up a conversation if you really had to. And it's almost like even as much as you want to leave and be able to go and explore the world or find bigger opportunities, you also are still going to want to be set back here with the people that you know and you have grown up with. And it's like such an important time of like growing and improving on yourself and the people that are with you and helping you with it. It's going to be sad to see them go. And that community is just like, that bond is something special.
You want to call out some people that have been important to you?
Well, I know there's been definitely a lot of like older kids. I do band, and a lot of them have been super welcoming and kind of introducing to high school, especially since freshman year was kind of iffy, eighth grade was kind of iffy because of COVID. So it's kind of a weird transition, but everybody's been so welcoming in like many of the classes and many of the sports, and have just been really kind and sweet.
I guess like just all the opportunities that they have here, there's a lot, and like students can explore so much here.
I like how everybody, like kind of what Sierra said, everybody knows everybody. My grandma went to a school where her graduating class was about the size of our school. And so she didn't know everybody in her class, but here, I know everybody in my grade. I know everybody in the grades above me for the most part. And families know families, and it's just a very close community versus other places. I have family members who just recently transferred here from the Cedar Rapids school districts, and they aren't used to how it is, and they just didn't expect everybody to be so close. And so I value that, because I don't know anything other than Mount Vernon, but I like how close it is.
So I think you girls are lucky, because when I was in high school, Mount Vernon, we didn't have sports at all. We pretty much had a GRA that we pretty much could play among us girls ourselves. But there's no way there was basketball or volleyball or everything that you kids have to do now. And so I think that's so nice. So I get it.
What's GRA mean?
Girls Recreation Association. Okay. So, and it was pretty much that we played volleyball against each other and different sports, but nothing against any other schools or anything. And it was just our Mount Vernon girls that played against each other. So
you're the only one before Title IX here, right? Everybody else would have had those opportunities.
So I think it's nice, and you know, and I know, and it's been for a long time now, but I don't know when Mount Vernon started doing sports, but we just didn't have them.
Probably when the high school moved from uptown to where the current middle school is.
Yeah, and see, I graduated from the building up.
That's the first street building. My parents do.
And that's right where our football field was too. So everything was pretty much, our junior high was down on Press Hill, and that was something to talk about. But our elementary school, is that elementary still?
Washington Elementary?
Yeah.
That's the same building.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the building I went to from kindergarten on to, I mean, sixth grade, I think it was.
But wasn't one time, and this is just from me knowing, hearing stories, that wasn't a school across the street at one point from the football field? I feel like that big, huge peach house.
See, I don't know.
And
that
was like way back in the day.
Yeah,
that
was
way back. That was a school as well. So.
Yeah, and I don't think the elementary might not have been. I mean, it was pretty new when we ran it.
So. A lot smaller.
Yeah, that might have happened then, you know. So, I've been out of school 51 years, kids. So.
We hope there's change.
Yeah, really.
My daughter's middle school, we live in Virginia, and my daughter's middle school was a segregated high school. So there's all of this, you know, there's some vestiges that they've left, so you can get a sense of, you know, what that was like as a segregated school. But it was an all-black school back in the 50s and 60s and before that. So, yeah. But But it's just, it's different, you know, now that we live sort of in the South. It's, you know, there's little bits of that history where you talk about things changing, and thank goodness that's changed. But.
Mm-hmm. I have to talk about another change, and this was the special ed kids were put down in the basement of our junior high. They pretty much were left by themselves and never really included in anything. So when I was in 1981 or 82, I had a daughter born with Down syndrome, and I decided, and I had to bus her to Cedar Rapids every day, and then I thought of those kids that were down in the basement and never really met any people. And so in 82, Dr. Brandt, Kim Brandt, he was a doctor here in town, and Kathy Jordan, Ralph Jordan, they're farmers east or west of town here. We started full inclusion, and it was wonderful. We took one day at a time, and pretty much my daughter learned so much, and I just wanted her to walk down the street and everybody know who she was. And that pretty much did happen and stuff, but there was a lot of kids that were included with her learned just as much from her as they did anybody. So that was a good change in the year about 1981 too.
I taught at the First Street Building when I first started here.
Okay.
I started as a middle school teacher, and Lena Brandt was our first student that I knew of there,
yeah.
Starting in the 90s,
yeah.
Who used a wheelchair in that building, and I'm sure, did you use a wheelchair in that building too?
I didn't. I used a wheelchair some of high school, but I mostly had leg braces and crutches and different things, but the wheelchair was kind of later, when I realized I could go faster and carry more stuff.
So I remember her having to go outside of the building and down the sidewalk to get to the classes in the basement, and they then finally installed an elevator to the upper floor at that time.
When I was in high school, the times when I did use a wheelchair, their solution, because they had like three steps in the middle of the school.
Yeah.
And the dumb thing is that school was built after 1973, so it should have had, but apparently one end of the building settled. It's a long story. But anyway, so their solution was to have the football team carry me up and down those stairs. Like, they'd have a couple of football players that would meet me if I needed to go from one end of the building to the other. The football players were supposed to meet me and carry me. And, yeah, that eventually didn't work, and my mom had to go in and yell and scream and got a ramp put in. And then I got so mad because the cheerleaders, bless your sweet little cotton socks, but the cheerleaders used to gather on the ramp, and they would like hang out on my ramp, and I would have to be like, excuse me, and finally I just got tired of it, and so I would just like get a really good run.
Yeah.
And I call that wheelchair bowling.
And tell them what you do today.
Yeah. Well, now I'm a disability rights. So it's kind of funny.
Thank you for participating in this.